Let's get down to business. Taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 61 to close at 22,118.86. That .86 is kind of important. It's the difference between just a regular close and a record high close for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. You know the routine, don't you? Whenever the Dow Jones Industrial Average hits a record high close, we have a celebration here at the Money Radio Megaplex in beautiful uptown Scottsdale. Money Radio staff gathers in the control room. I am in the talk studio. They are in the control room. I am separated by a big glass window that does not open. It's a glass partition, if you will. This separates me from the hoi polloi. It also keeps the aroma out. Gathering in the control room today, we have Josh James, wearing the Green Bay Packers stuff I don't get, but Renee and Doreen joining in. Doreen is passing out the lavender-scented candles. This will help things. Also joining in, the ubiquitous Crespin, joining us from our sister station, 1580 AM, The Fanatic. Crespin is just everywhere. Also from sales, we have Marcus, Kevin, and Chris. Good to see you all. Thank you so much. Wesley participating today, and even Jeffrey. Glad to see that you're not being antisocial, Jeffrey. Welcome aboard. Everybody has a lit candle at this point. And yes, there is that lovely lavender scent that comes up. And who's leading the parade? Doreen. Very good, Doreen. Thank you so much for your participation. The Money Radio staff now forms in a single file line. Doreen at the front of the line. And start the procession. There they go. Marching down the hallway to the Money Radio Bistro, where they will enjoy the celebration with milk and cookies. Today, snickerdoodles and chocolate chip. No, I don't know where it came from. It's good. It'll be fine. And that's how we celebrate, milk and cookies. Nice, wholesome. Enjoy it while you can. Life is sweet. Dow Industrial's up 61 at 22,118.86. Now, the last time the Dow hit a record high was August 7th at 22,118.86. 4-2. So just barely, but by the skin of our teeth, another record high close for the Dow Industrials and a record high for the S&P 500 up 8 at 2,496. NASDAQ Composite up 22 at a record high close, 6,454. Russell 2000, small and mid caps up 8 at 1,423. The yield on the 10-year Treasury up 5 basis points at 2.17%. Oil up 7 cents at $48.30 per barrel. Gold up $4.40 at $1,332.40 per ounce. Well, since our last record high, the market has had a few startling declines, some big down days. And yes, stocks are expensive at these levels. You have to think the market might be susceptible to Fed tightening or some sort of exogenous event. But today, the world did not explode. So it's all good until it isn't. Had some economic reports today. The monthly job openings and labor turnover survey, or JOLTS, released by the Labor Department showed labor market continued to tighten, even as job openings rose to a record high in July. Skilled labor and experienced workers are in short supply. Job openings, a measure of labor demand, increased by 54,000 to a seasonally adjusted 6.2 million. That's the highest level in 17 years. Job openings have now been above 6 million for two straight months. Hiring increased 69,000 to 5.5 million in July, lifting the hiring rate to a near 1.5-year high of 3.8% compared to 3.7% in June. About 3.2 million Americans voluntarily quit their jobs in July. That's up from 3.1 million people in June. The quits rate is a measure of job market confidence. People leave one job to take another, hopefully a better job. Part of the problem with the labor market is that firms have not been willing to pay to attract workers, and so workers stay in their current job. The JOLTS data signals that the labor market was in solid shape in July. However, we could see a drop in the monthly jobs report due to disruptions from Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. Still, the JOLTS data should be enough to bolster the Federal Reserve's position that the labor market has largely recovered. A separate report from the National Federation of Independent Business showed a record share of small businesses in August ranked difficulties finding qualified workers as their top business concern. The rise in job vacancies in July bolsters views that August moderation in job gains was largely because of a seasonal quirk. The Census Bureau reports median household income in America was $59,039 last year. That surpasses the previous record of $58,655 set back in 1999. Now, the figure is adjusted for inflation. The census said the uptick in earnings occurred because so many people found full-time jobs last year rather than a big increase in wages. America's poverty rate fell to 12.7%. That's the lowest since 2007, the year before the financial crisis hit. The percent of Americans without health insurance for the entire year also dropped in 2016 to just 8.8%. That's the lowest ever, largely thanks to expanding coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Some 28.1 million people still did not have health insurance in 2016, but that's down from 41.8 million in 2013. So, one of the big reasons why there is less poverty is because of safety net programs, not because of increased wages. Social Security, for example, reduced the number of people in poverty by 8.1% last year. Refundable tax credits like the EITC reduced the number of people in poverty by 2.5%. Now, even though the median household income is at the highest level since 1999, and even though the number is adjusted for inflation, it may not mean that Americans are actually earning more, because the Census Bureau has changed the methodology for calculating the data. The Economic Policy Institute crunched the census data to account for that change, and according to them, the 2016 median income figure remains 1.6% below its 2007 level and 2.4% below where it was in 1999. And there are still big disparities between race and class. Median income for African American households was only about $39,000 last year, far below the $65,000 for whites. Asians fared the best, earning a little over $81,000. The rich also continue to get wealthier, while the nation's poorest families, the bottom 20%, who earn $24,000 or less, remain worse off financially than they were in 1999. The CoreLogic Home Price Index shows home prices nationwide, including distressed sales, increased year over year 6.7% in July 2017 compared to July 2016, and increased month over month by 0.9% in July. In Arizona, home prices increased 6.2% year over year and 0.6% month over month. While mortgage interest rates remain low, there are growing concerns about affordability, as over 1/3 of the top U.S. cities are now considered overvalued. And it's interesting to consider that home prices have been rising much higher and faster than incomes. Wouldn't it be nice if we could switch that and have incomes growing faster than housing prices, or at least keeping pace. U.S. News and World Report released its new college and university rankings. Princeton topped the national university list for the seventh straight year. Williams College led the liberal arts list for the 15th straight year. Cal Berkeley and UCLA shared top honors for public universities. Some 16 million people in Florida have no electricity. While some homes may see power restored within days, utilities said that other customers may have to wait weeks. Florida Power and Light plans to send out some 16,000 workers, including crews on loan from other utilities. Companies also deployed drones to assess the problems from the air. The storm brought havoc to Georgia and South Carolina as well. More than 500,000 people evacuated Georgia's coastal communities. They have experienced storm surge and flooding in the streets. Six deaths in Florida blamed on Irma, along with three in Georgia, one in South Carolina, and at least 35 people were killed in the Caribbean last week. We'll never waste a crisis. The thinking is that economic fallout from Hurricanes Harvey and Irma would only raise the sense of urgency to bring some type of tax relief to businesses and consumers. Trump is now pushing for slashing the corporate tax rate to as low as 15% from a top rate of 35%, but Congress is reportedly looking to split the difference. Negotiations between the White House and Congress appear to be focusing on a rate closer to 23%, or perhaps a bit higher. Asked if a 15% goal was feasible, today Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said, "I don't know if we will be able to achieve it. The bigger question is how to pay for it." Apple unveiled its new iPhone X, but we're all expected to say 10 instead of X. It's not the 10th iteration of the iPhone, but it will mark the 10th anniversary, even though it seems iPhones have been with us much longer. It will feature a faster processor, better camera, no home button, face ID, wireless charging, edge-to-edge display, and augmented reality, and a $999 price tag. Apple also announced the iPhone 8 and 8 Plus will go on sale this week. They're new and updated, cheaper than the X, but it seems unlikely they'll be big sellers. The new X, that's going to be available for shipping November 3rd. Dow Industrials up 61 at a record 22,118. S&P 500 up 8 at 2496. NASDAQ up 22 at 6454. Records all around. Follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio, and the daily blog, eatthebankers.com.